Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Srinadapi Sunichena, Tarar Iva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kivalam, Kalau Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, your turn. I want to thank Archita Das, who has given me this service today. Today is a very special day for me. On this date, July 15th, back in 1973, I was living with my parents, and I wrote a note and put it on the refrigerator. I am joining the Hare Krishna movement. Goodbye. And that was the best decision I ever made in my life. Srila Prabhupada, thank you for saving me. Today in India, although they're 12 hours ahead, so it's probably over. Today in India was Rath Yatra Day. In Jagannath Puri. Yesterday, they did the Gundicha Marjanam, cleansing of the Gundicha temple. And then 2 weeks ago, they did Snana Yatra. So, we're having a little different schedule because this is America. We're doing Snana Yatra next Sunday. And you've heard me for more than 12 years, I always encourage you, don't miss Snana Yatra. It is, in my estimation, the most ecstatic day of the year. As Shastrakrit Prabhu mentioned, everyone will get an opportunity to bathe Lord Jagannath. Everyone is a pujari next Sunday. Everyone will become up close and personal with the Lord. You'll be this close. So, wear your best clothes. Wear your best. Take a nice shower before coming to bathe Jagannath next Sunday. And all week, you should prepare your consciousness that I am going to bathe the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm not bathing some statues, some idols. Our scriptures warn us Don't think that these are wooden statues. This is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Some of you have been to the Jagannath Temple in Puri. Maybe some of you have seen, or maybe you have personal experience. The pujaris in the Jagannath Temple, they have big sticks. And if they see that you're not in good consciousness, swack you on the head with this. Hey, wake up. You're in front of God. Of course, we don't do that here because it's America. But the point is that we should understand this is God, not a symbol, not a representation, no, directly, sakshat, God. You are going to bathe God. So, clean. Prabhupada was just reading this week. Prabhupada said, Brahman means clean, revolutionary clean. So next Sunday when you come, now how many are going to come next Sunday and bathe Jagannath? Good. Tell everyone, come. Everyone can come. This is the one special dispensation day. Everyone can come and bathe Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. So be clean and be clean in your heart. So all week you should be on your best behavior. Be very, very good all week so that when Sunday comes, you're in the right frame of mind. And when the arti comes and there's chanting, chant from the core of your heart. And then when you bathe Jagannath, you will get reciprocation. Yes, that is our Krishna consciousness philosophy. There is reciprocation. So, Snana Yatra is the occasion when Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, they are bathed. Let me read to you now something about Snana Yatra. So I want everyone to sit nicely and try to hear. We're going to hear from the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srila Prabhupada. Try to hear. This is devotional service, Shravanam. The first item of devotional service is to hear. On the day of Lord Jagannath's bathing ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy at heart. Upon seeing the bathing ceremony, he became very happy. But when Lord Jagannath retired after the ceremony, Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy because he could not see him. Yes. After the deities are bathed, then the altar, this right altar, the deities are not there for 2 weeks. Okay. Due to separation from Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same great anxiety the gopis feel in separation from Krishna. In this condition, he gave up all association and went to Alalanath. Afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleaned the Gundicha temple with the assistance of many devotees. For 15 days, Lord Jagannath remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and performed his pastimes with her. So that's how it is explained briefly in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, Prabhupada explains a little more about Snana Yatra. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. We should always remember that if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada, we would not be doing Snana Yatra and Ratha Yatra here in America. He's the one. He's the one who introduced it. Without him, no Hari Bol here in America. Therefore, we will always be indebted to Srila Prabhupada, one of the innumerable gifts that he has given us. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. After the bathing ceremony of Sri Jagannath, which takes place just a fortnight before the Rath Yatra ceremony, the body of Lord Jagannath is repainted, and this takes just about a fortnight to complete. This period is called Anavasara. There are many devotees who visit the temple to see Lord Jagannath regularly every day. How many come every day to see Lord Jagannath? Raise your hand. Who comes every day? Okay, very good. And for them, his retirement after the bathing ceremony is unbearable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Lord Jagannath's absence from the temple very much. The word Anavasara is used when Sri Jagannathji cannot be seen in the temple. After the bathing ceremony, Snana Yatra, Lord Jagannath apparently becomes sick. God catches a cold. This is called Leela, transcendental. Okay, that's why he says apparently. He is therefore removed to his private apartment. So here in this temple, his private apartment is upstairs in Prabhupada's quarters. What better place to go? So Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, they go to their private apartment. He is therefore removed to his apartment where no one can see him. Actually, during this period, renovations are made on the body of the Jagannath deity. This is called Nava Yovana. During the Rath Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath once again comes before the public. Thus, for 15 days after the bathing ceremony, Lord Jagannath is not visible to any visitors. Yes, even if somebody came knocking, I want to see. No. Only Lord Jagannath's personal pujaris get to see Jagannath. Nobody else. I can't go. No. You can knock and bang all you want. You won't get in. This is, okay. Thus, for 15 days after the bathing ceremony, Lord Jagannath is not visible to any visitors. The 15-day period of Anavasara is also called Nibritta, in honor of the solitary place where the Supreme Goddess of Fortune lives. After living there for a fortnight, Lord Jagannath takes permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. Now, as I mentioned yesterday in Puri, they did the Gundicha Marjanam, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how many people have this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita? Very good. So, from now until Rath Yatra, you should be reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapters 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, so that you become totally absorbed in this Jagannath Rath Yatra. If you do that, read those chapters from now until Rath Yatra. When Rath Yatra day comes, you'll be in blissful Krishna consciousness. I'm also going to practice what I preach. I do this every year. For this period, I get absorbed in the Rath Yatra Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if you don't have Chaitanya Charitamrita, buy it immediately. Govinda Dutt outside sells it. The gift shop sells it. Everyone should have Chaitanya Charitamrita. From now until Rath Yatra, read Jagannath. Jagannatha Swami Ki! So that you can get in the proper mood. So, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple and Rath Yatra, they're part and parcel. Indeed, when Lord Chaitanya's followers from Bengal would come every year to see Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, some hundreds of miles, they would walk. They would walk from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. And they would come just in time for this cleansing of the Gundicha temple. Because from the Jagannath temple to the Gundicha temple is about 2 miles. So, Lord Chaitanya, he gives us the vision of how to actually see Rath Yatra. So, to understand Rath Yatra, we have to go to Krishna Leela. So, let's go back 5,000 years. We're going back 5,000 years. And we're in Kurukshetra. But that's also, this picture is Kurukshetra, but this event takes place. Kurukshetra is the place where Bhagavad Gita was spoken. But this event took place before that. What happened was, as all good stories begin, once upon a time, there was a solar eclipse. And Krishna at this time was entangled in household affairs with his 16,108 wives only. And he had left his home in Vrindavan because when he was like 11 years old, Akura, on the request of the evil king Kamsa, brought Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura, and Krishna killed Kamsa. He was then reunited with his quote-unquote real parents. And then from there, Krishna went to school, Krishna got married, and he winds up with 16,108 wives in Dwaraka on the western side of India, actually a city within the sea that he himself created by his mystic potency. So for many, many years, his family members in Vrindavan were waiting for Krishna to return, because when Akrura was taking Krishna out of Vrindavan, everyone was crying and saying, "Don't leave, don't leave." And Krishna consoled them by saying, "Don't worry. I just have to go and kill a few demons. I'm coming right back." But he didn't come back because he got entangled. So it's been many, many, many years. So on the occasion of the solar eclipse, Krishna and his queens, they all decide, let's go to Kurukshetra for the solar eclipse, because Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, Kurukshetra was known as a place of pilgrimage, a holy place. And it just so happens, serendipitously, that the residents of Vrindavan also, not knowing, they also decided to go to Kurukshetra. And so, after many, many years, Krishna is reunited with the residents of Vrindavan. And the residents of Vrindavan meet Krishna and his wives and family members in very emotional exchange, loving sentiments. And at a certain point, the gopis, Krishna's intimate devotees, they siphon Krishna off privately. And there's a very heartfelt exchange between Krishna and the gopis. And Krishna tells the gopis that there's no question of separation. I am all pervasive. There's no separation. And Krishna told the gopis that your unalloyed love for me, this is your perfection of life. And this is the only way that you can achieve me, is by this spontaneous, unalloyed devotion. So, the thing is that Krishna might have wanted all the gopis to come with him back to Dwaraka. But Radharani and the gopis, especially Radharani, they don't want to go to Dwaraka. Radharani says, this Kurukshetra, it has elephants and chariots and horses. And look at Krishna, he's dressed as a prince. Nah. I want the Krishna who plays the flute. I want the Krishna who is on the bank of the Yamuna in the moonlit night. Not this prince, Yadu Kumar. So even if Krishna had asked them to come with him in Dwaraka, no. So Lord Chaitanya teaches us, Rath Yatra is the emotional process of bringing Krishna from Kurukshetra back to Vrindavan. So the Gundicha temple, where the Rath Yatra parade ends, represents Vrindavan. And the Jagannath temple represents Kurukshetra. Now, when Lord Chaitanya performed Rath Yatra 500 years ago, it was a dramatic performance. On the cart, Jagannath, blackish Jagannath, Krishna himself. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also Krishna, but Krishna completely consumed with the emotions and feelings of Srimati Radharani. That's why Lord Chaitanya is golden, not black. He's Krishna, and someone would say, wait, if he's Krishna, why isn't he blackish? Ah. The emotions of Radharani have overtaken Krishna's blackest color. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. So Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mentality and mood of Radharani, Krishna's best devotee. We can't compete. Sorry. No applications being accepted. Sorry. We can become the servant of Radharani, or better, the servant of the servant. How many times down? At least 100 times down. Right. So, Lord Chaitanya is relating to Jagannath. Jagannath's on the cart. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, in the mood of Radharani, is leading Krishna back to Vrindavan, where he belongs. That's how Lord Chaitanya experiences Rath Yatra. And if you read those chapters, Madhya Leela 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, that's your homework assignment for the next 3 weeks, you'll see that there is a drama. Lord Chaitanya performs a miracle. There are 7 different kirtan parties, and Lord Chaitanya is present in every kirtan party simultaneous. And the king, Prataparudra, he's one of the few that gets to see, wow, Lord Chaitanya's here, he's there, he's in all the 7 parties. And he's in ecstasy. And at one point, Lord Chaitanya is dancing in ecstasy and he falls down right in front of the king. And the king renders service by picking Lord Chaitanya up. But when Lord Chaitanya is picked up by the king, externally he goes, oof, I've been touched by the king, I'm contaminated. Oh. But actually he did that on purpose to give benediction to the king. The king tried so hard to get an audience of Lord Chaitanya. And each time Lord Chaitanya said, no, I'm a sannyasi. I cannot mix with pound, shilling, pence people of this material world. It doesn't look good. And all of Lord Chaitanya's devotees said, no, he's not an ordinary king. He's a pure devotee. He has so much love for you. Lord Chaitanya said, no, you bring this up again, I'm leaving. I'm not coming back. But on the day of Rath Yatra, King Prataparudra takes a broom with a golden handle and sweeps the road for Lord Jagannath. And we also have that, although it's not actually made out of gold. But we do have a mock golden broom. So on Rath Yatra Day, if you get the chance, sweep the road for Lord Jagannath. Why? Because the king did that, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath became very pleased that here is the king, and he has become my street sweeper. I must give him mercy. So these were 2 mercies. He got to see Lord Chaitanya simultaneously in 7 parts. He fell down in front of Prataparudra so he'd pick him up like that. So the Rath Yatra performance winds up at the Gundicha temple. So Lord Chaitanya, knowing that this Gundicha temple is going to be where the Ratha Yatra parade is going to end, Lord Chaitanya decides, I must clean this temple. So Lord Chaitanya, early in the morning, gathers all of his associates, and they go to this Gundicha temple, and they clean. And they clean. And Lord Chaitanya, there's a competition. And Lord Chaitanya says, I want to see how much dirt and dust and grains of sand you pick up. And whoever does less has to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. Yes, prasadam. Because Lord Chaitanya's movement runs on prasadam. As I've said many times, no prasadam, no me in this movement. I only joined this movement for prasadam. That's a fact. That is a fact. Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmane, Vaishnave, Svalpapunyavda Rajan, Harinama Eva Kevalam. So, they clean the temple, and of course, Lord Chaitanya's pile of dirt and dust is more than all the other devotees combined. After all, he's God. He's Ananta. I wouldn't expect less. And then after they clean it once, Lord Chaitanya says, let's clean it again. You ladies, or some of you men who clean the house, I don't think you do it twice over at the same time. But that's how Lord Chaitanya cleaned the Jagannath temple. And Lord Chaitanya, there's a certain throne where Lord Jagannath is going to sit. So Lord Chaitanya personally cleaned it with his own clothes. And sometimes he was in so much ecstasy, he was crying, and he would clean with the tears. And then all the devotees lined up wherever there was a well or the bank of a river, and they would get buckets of water, and they each had brooms. And so there was an assembly line. People were bringing buckets of water, people brooms, and there was no talking. If you wanted to say anything, Krishna, Krishna, or Hari, 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 Hari. No talking. If you wanted to say something to someone, you had to make your point by saying Krishna or Hari. Very, very interesting. I think our politicians in the White House should do that. At least for one day. Just chant Krishna Hari. Maybe they'll finally come up with some good legislation. Their legislation will be Krishna Hari. All in favor? Hari Bol. I hope you're listening, Bush. You know, we're on the internet. You never know. Cheney's watching me right now. Don't shoot. I'm just a messenger. Don't shoot. So, they're splashing water all over. They're splashing water on the walls, splashing water on the ceiling, so much water, it's like a river gushing out. And so after it's all over, it's clean, just like we have a marble floor. When the marble is clean, it gives a very cooling effect. Now, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada's spiritual master, he gives us the significance of this cleansing of the Gundicha temple and why it was done twice. Because although I said the Gundicha temple represents Vrindavan, it also represents your heart. Ratha Yatra means bringing Krishna into your heart and making your heart a fit place for Krishna to sit. Yes, he's already there. Sarvasya Chaham, Riddhi Sani Vishna, right? Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjun Tishtati. You Bhagavad Gita scholars know there's at least five references that Krishna is in the heart. So he's already there, but how many of us actually perceive Krishna's presence in our heart? Why is that? Our heart is not clean. It's filled with dust, grains of sand and straw, just like the Gundicha temple. So the Gundicha temple represents our heart. We have to clean it. Not once, but twice. We have to clean all the material desires from our heart. That's why Lord Chaitanya cleansed it twice. To emphasize, if we want Krishna to sit nicely in our heart, and if we want to see, how many of us want to see Krishna in our heart? Who actually wants to see Him? Then you have to go to work, clean the heart. And it was also mentioned, not only did Lord Chaitanya clean inside the temple, He also cleaned outside the temple. Because if you leave the outside, the dirt and dust is going to come in again. So you clean the outside. So the same way, we want to remove from our heart all kinds of material desires. That's why we have this very powerful statement. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktir uttama. We want our hearts to be free of all kinds of motives, personal motives. We want to be free. What does Lord Chaitanya said? Na danang, na janang, na sundaring. I don't want wealth. I don't want women. I don't want popularity. I don't want any kind of sense gratification. And I don't want any kind of monistic idea that I'm going to become one or equal to you. No, get rid of all of this. I want there nothing in my heart, my Lord, except love and service to you. Ahoituki. Bhavatad bhaktir ahoituki twayi. My Lord, I don't want anything but causeless, unmotivated devotional service in my heart, life after life. My heart has to be free from all kinds of non-Krishna conscious ideas and sentiments and thoughts. So this is what the Gundicha cleansing means. Cleanse the heart. And how do you begin? Hearing and chanting. Hearing and chanting. Every day. Day in and day out. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Everybody. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Everybody. One more time, louder! One more! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The word Daita refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as Daitas. These servants do not come from very high caste families, such as Brahmins, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas. But because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus they are known as Daitas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snanayatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Rath car. So on Rath Yatra day, here in Los Angeles, we have special limousines that we use, and the deities are taken from their private apartments and carried and placed in the limousines. So that's another special festival on Rath Yatra day. So the best thing to do on Ratriyatra days to be here by 7 a.m. for the greeting of the deities, and then you won't miss Lord Jagannath going into his limousines. And then there's a police escort that takes Jagannath to the Ratriyatra site. So don't miss that. And then participate. In the book Kshetra Mahatmya, these daitas are said to come from the Shabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. Gives a whole new meaning to Jagannath. Huh? Very interesting. However, among the daitas, there are also many who come from the Brahmin caste. Those daitas coming from the Brahmin families are called daitapatis, or leaders of the daitas. The daitapatis offer food, such as sweetmeats, to Lord Jagannath during the anavasara, the resting period after snanayatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever and that the daitapatis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Shabaras and was known as the deity Nila Madhava. Everyone say. Nila Madhava. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Everyone say. Because the deities were taken from the Shabaras, all the Shabara devotees were elevated to the position of Daitas. Because, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dinabandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute. So Krishna is the most, he's an ocean of mercy. In the Puranas, it is said, a person who sees the Lord's Ratriyatra Kar festival and then stands up to receive the Lord can purge all kinds of sinful results from one's body. That alone, for me, is enough to come to Ratriyatra, Snanayatra. Right? All your sinful results from your body are purged? Pretty good. Even if born of a lowly family, a person who follows the Ratriyatra car, when the deities pass in front or from behind, will surely be elevated to the position of achieving equal opulence with Vishnu. And by the way, Vishnu's opulence is unlimited. Equal to unlimited is unlimited. Hari Bol. The Ratriyatra festival observed by Lord Chaitanya is the emotional process of taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. See, I don't lie to you. I tell you the straight thing. Srimati Radharani refused to go with Krishna to Dwaraka to enjoy his company in the atmosphere of royal opulence, for she wanted to enjoy his company in the original Vrindavan atmosphere. Lord Krishna, being profoundly attached to the gopis, never goes away from Vrindavan, and the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan remain fully satisfied in Krishna consciousness. So, this last point needs to be understood properly, because Krishna did leave. Otherwise, how did he kill Mathura? I mean, kill Kamsa in Mathura. So, Krishna left, and he didn't leave. Huh? Yes. Stop thinking materially. Think spiritually. Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is achintya beda beda tattva. Simultaneously one and different. So, from one angle of vision, Krishna left Vrindavan. But, when Krishna left Vrindavan, Radha and all the gopis and all the residents of Vrindavan, they couldn't forget Krishna, not even for a moment. Externally, they were milking the cows and taking care of their families and taking care of everything they do. But internally, All they could do was remember Krishna. Oh, Krishna did this. Then Krishna did this pastime. They spent the rest of their lives externally going to work 9 to 5, like we do. But internally, they could not forget Krishna. And therefore, remembrance of Krishna is non-different than Krishna being there. This is spiritual consciousness. Here in the material world, when your loved one, your child, wife or husband goes away, you feel the pangs of separation. So in Vrindavan, seemingly Krishna left, but remembering him, that remembrance is as good as Krishna personally being there. This is, therefore, the acharyas in our line say that Krishna did not leave. He appeared in Vrindavan in his bhava expansion. Krishna's bhava expansion is what Lord Chaitanya is teaching. That higher than being in direct presence of Krishna is feeling separation from Krishna. Lord Chaitanya teaches that's a higher ecstasy. And every one of us is going, what? But that's what Lord Chaitanya teaches. That feeling, intense feeling, Krishna, where are you? We remember you. That is a higher spiritual ecstasy than Krishna being right in front of you. That's Lord Chaitanya's Vipralamba Seva. Everyone say. And that's what the residents of Vrindavan spent the rest of their lives after that Akrura, whose name means not cruel, and the gopi said, that's a bogus name. He's the most cruel because he has taken our Krishna away. And the gopis cursed Akrura. And be careful, because it worked. Because later on, Akrura, a pure devotee of Krishna, was implicated in a murder plot. Because the gopis cursed him. Don't get cursed by the gopis. Don't get cursed. Therefore, don't take Krishna out of your heart. Don't take Krishna out of Vrindavan. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. And of the two, it's worse to forget Krishna. It's okay if you don't remember Krishna, but don't forget him. Tricky, tricky, huh? And the only way you're going to never forget Krishna, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always chant. Let's chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo! Gora Premanande! So I have one request. As a Brahmin, I'm allowed to beg charity. No, I'm not going to ask for a donation, don't worry. This is my request. I'm ending this class now because it's time for the most important devotional service. Prasad. But I need your cooperation. I want everyone to pay obeisances to the deity, and as you leave the temple and you go to take prasadam, chant. I want to make a big impression on the temple authorities. So I want you all to keep chanting loudly as you go take prasadam. All in favor say Hari Bol. Thank you very much. I bless you. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.